And finally, our NewsHour shares something that caught our eye and we thought it might be of interest to you too. It is true that old age can often lead to isolation or scale back lives, but one man wants to show senior citizens when it comes to having goals, the sky is the limit. The NewsHour's Julia Griffin explains.
On a bright, sunny day recently, the professionals at Skydive Tecumseh in Jackson, Michigan, readied their next pair of jumpers.
Not 20 seconds, 60 seconds.
What?
Free fall.
No.
At 78 years old, Beverly Milek and Brenda Sutton were gearing up to take one giant leap out of a plane.
I got the cute one.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity provided by MyJump, a nonprofit that provides seniors the opportunity to cross goals, no matter how outlandish, off their bucket lists. Television producer Webb Wyman founded the organization in 2011.
The idea of Jump came to me after my mother died, and my father refused to leave his bedroom. I wanted to prove to him that there is life beyond the rocking chair and inspire others living in isolation that it's never too late to achieve your dreams.
After his father found love again, Wyman wanted to embolden other seniors to stay active later in life.
Everyone should have something on their bucket list, and there are no bad bucket list items.
Skydiving tops the list of requests, but fulfilled dreams have run the gamut. MyJump has helped seniors drive 18-wheelers, ride in the Goodyear blimp, and get behind the wheel of race cars.
That was awesome.
But there are less pulse racing requests too, like vow renewals, first-time train rides, and veterans' trips to war memorials. Any senior can apply to have a MyJump wish fulfilled. The organization selects experiences based on the applicant's health, cost feasibility, and the story behind the request. Sutton had wanted to skydive earlier in life, but never found the opportunity. And for Milek, the jump was a rare chance to do something for herself after running a family-owned restaurant for 36 years and now caring for a husband who can no longer work.
I was excited because I've never won anything in my life, so I didn't expect to win anything. And so I just like excitement, but maybe a little too excited.
Bucket list butterflies or not, the moment of truth ultimately arrived at 14,000 feet.
What makes me most proud about this organization are the moments. The moment a participant steps out of a plane, a train, an 18-wheeler. It's seeing the passion in their eye. It's feeling the gratitude in their heart. This is truly one of the greatest chapters of my life.
And for Sutton and Milek, safe landings marked one of the greatest days of their lives.
Yay!
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Julia Griffin.
I'm not trying it, but I hope a lot of others will.